Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
Welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 279. And if you still doing some cocaine on a yellow brick road, we fuck with you the long way. Okay. I don't know what that mean, but boy, it's a yellow brick road out there for somebody. All of these great stories are going to be from February the 27th.
Gold bricks.
Ain't never lie about that. All the way to March 3rd, 2024. We stepping out of Black Panther Day. Now we're stepping into women. It is Women's Month. You knew that?
They get a month?
Surprise me. I said, boy, they even get the longer month.
All right, fair enough. Hootie who for them, you know?
I ain't mad at them, but most people keep posting on Happy Women's Month, and it's all like comic book characters. I always look to the stars, even if you can't achieve them. Welcome back to the drunk. Welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review. They're gonna be a woman like, what that nigga just say? Take a second to kind of rattle your brain. But you get the three amigos today. You get J.R., the most unarticulate man in the world. That's myself. You get my main man and my little brother. You get Color, a.k.a. Peep Shouty. Easter Peep Shouty. Was it Easter Peep Shouty?
Roughly.
I take Easter Peep Shouty. He just left. He'll be right back. And then we got the white liaison. If he can't explain it, no one can. Brandon.
Yes.
Why do white people still wear mullets?
It's a good question. We were in goddamn Micro Center today, and somebody had that Tiger King special. Hand to God, that motherfucker had the same exact fucking mullet cut as Tiger King.
Yeah, we started arresting people with bad haircut from the 80s and 70s. Oh, man, let's get on down to the drum beats of war. I got nothing. I'm tired, man. I got nothing. I'm telling you, I'm just wagging my hand at Americans. Other countries are looking at us and they laughing and slapping their goddamn knee. It's got to be a test country where they just test all the products on there. There's no way we can be this insane but still able to win wars.
I mean, yeah. USA.
We got to be slipping off the tree somewhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, we are. Have you seen who we have for president candidates? Presidential candidates is the word I'm looking for there. Fucking Captain Senile and Captain Crook. Yeah.
And we let y'all white people be in charge too long. Y'all should have passed the baton. And this is what our future look like. I can't wait to see goddamn next year.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I almost hope Trump wins so I can see what crazy fucking shit he's going to do. Yeah,
I'm praying that he wins. Every black person who got their Joe Biden in their yard, excuse me, I'm sorry. You're a goddamn lunatic. Have you not been looking at the telly?
Well, yeah. Did you see that piece that Jon Stewart did on his turn on the Daily Show about him?
I don't pay attention to Jon Stewart. He's iffy to me.
I don't know. It was pretty funny. And then he caught a bunch of backlash for just saying that, you know, Joe Biden ain't fit. The motherfucker's off his nut.
Oh, boy. You want to hear something off their nut? This is my drum beats award this week. Do you have a drum beat award this week? You want to complain about something?
I just did. Those two. Oh, yeah. Those are the two best candidates we got. Come on.
This is what you're banging your next future on. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
I had an argument with some friends. It was some one of those things you just like, you ask other ethnicity crazy question. Can you eat a hot dog without a bun? And somebody, why he talking about this shit now? It was an argument. I can't eat no goddamn hot dog without no buns. I said, do only poor people recognize that a piece of bread works just as good?
Yes. Yes, maybe. But yeah, I mean, yeah, don't give me a hot dog without a bun, man. Come on. At least chop that bitch up in some beans or something. Like, fancy it up a touch. Slob.
Before we had to slay 10 people to get a piece of bread. Y'all won't eat. The bread is probably more healthier than the goddamn bun. I was the only one, me and another black girl, like, eating with bread is fine. It's a great substitute.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like just pretty
much a pig in a blanket. It's the poor man's substitute. Hey, you know, you can't eat no pig in a blanket without no goddamn... Well, I know pancake or no. You can't give me a pig in a blanket to tell me it's made out of bread. I got to shoot the whole place up now. You robbing me blind. Yeah. You know what, man? Yeah, we ain't going to be in this long. Let's get on up to the people who can no longer enjoy a pig in a blanket.
Which is a shame. Those little mini pigs in a blanket are delicious.
That shit tastes like plastic now.
What doesn't send everything?
The saddest question of the episode, you got to get rid of the corn dog or the pig in the blanket.
Ooh, that's tough. Probably pig in a blanket, man, just because. I don't know. I can't let them corn dogs go. Yeah.
Have you had a Korean corn dog yet?
No, I have not.
I seen them in the store. We went to a place. I said, goddamn, corn dog $14.95? But it was Korean corn dog. They look funky, but they say they taste amazing. Right. They just be putting all type of extra shit in there. Cheese, ham, ooh, biscuit.
That does sound amazing. Where the fuck did you see that at?
This was in... Nom de Moon, but I've seen it on a restaurant we went to. I said, but you know, restaurant, the frozen one compared to the restaurant, you're going to get that garbage if you go on somewhere and they sell Chinese food and hot wing. You ain't finna get no good Korean corn dog. You finna get some old shit that they don't put together in the back.
Yeah, fair enough.
If you're not in K-pop or doing, you know, K-pots or whatever kind of restaurant.
Right.
When you have a whole plethora of food in there and then mixed with black people food, everything ain't going to come out the way you think it is. Everything going to take what black people should be eating.
That's true for the most part, yeah.
Let's get on down to Madman and Entourage star Eddie Driscoll, dead at 60. I haven't seen any one of these shows, not even one episode.
Me neither.
RP to this man. Moving on down to actor Buddy Drewson, Drewis has died. He was in Good Times. He was Good Times, opposite Robertson Peter. He was in Good Times, a movie opposite Robert Pattinson.
Huh. I just watched The Batman again. That motherfucker.
Not a fan.
What? Really? That motherfucker was awesome, I thought.
Motherfucker 6'2", man. Anybody can spot that nigga out in the crowd. Hey, you look like Batman.
6'2 ain't that tall.
It ain't that tall, brother. I think he like, what, 6'2", 6'2"? It looked all kind of off with me. But hey, man, it is what it is. You get that Batman 2 in 2026. Moving on down to actor Charles Drake Pop. He was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kids and Police Woman. Charles Driscoll.
I'm assuming
he died at 87 from a heart attack and pneumonia.
Okay.
But he was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Anybody who listens to this shit do not know what that movie came when that movie is. If you smart, you do, but that movie came out before me and Brandon were born and put together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fairly old. You should check it out though. Paul Newman. Who is it? Who's the star opposite side? Steve McQueen?
I think so. It's a great movie, but utterly ridiculous that white folks are running around and they shoot up everybody, but hey, man, it is what it is. Moving on down to Iris Afl, dead at 102. I guess she made stuff for H&M and SS with Home Shopping Network. Shout out to her, man, 102 years old, still out there making clothes.
Sorry, it was Robert Redford.
Yeah, damn shame.
I don't know this lady.
It's a movie. I always look at old cowboy movies and can never realize there's not one black person around. They're not even hanging niggas in trees around. There's like no black people in the whole place. And I'm like, were we not in the cowboy days? And then you come figure out, damn, Billy the Kid may have been black.
Huh. Dude, you seen that damn Outlaw Bass or Lawman Bass Reeves?
I don't have regular TV.
Well, it's on Paramount Plus if you got that, which I don't.
I don't have regular. I don't have regular TV.
Three episodes at a time at Dusty's house. That shit's dope, yeah. Though.
I'm starting to get back into the cowboy fade. We're going off on a round. Hey man, but I did borrow Christian Paramount Plus. Shout out to Halo.
Dude, you gotta fucking watch that Bash Reeves then if you got his shit. You're gonna love it.
I love seeing black folks just blowing white people away the next week. That shit always made me giddy on the inside.
Well, then you're going to fucking be practically busting at the seams.
Like, I dream about you going back to the cowboy day. We got to go back in time. White folk come back, be all here, quiet. What happened, Bob? Nothing but niggas everywhere. When the white person around is a cowboy. Is you going the wrong part of town? They were everywhere. Go back the Egyptian time. We wasn't even around. Where did we come from? He going to blow his brains out in the restroom. I don't feel good. How would you feel if you found out your whole history was just made up and garbage?
I mean, it'd be whatever, I guess. You know, like it doesn't.
You wake up one morning. And they just like, man, we got to prove everything was wrong. We've been lying to the world. These people made everything. It ain't got to be black. It could be Asian. It don't matter what color you is. And now white, y'all will probably blow everybody up in the street. Y'all will make a new nation before y'all let somebody damage y'all history.
I mean, I don't know. They've torn down a lot of them fucking statues.
Man, anybody who want a losing team, that's on you, man. Moving on down to Richard Lewis, comedian of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I remember this guy. He was that guy who was in everything in the 90s. Yep. He died at 76.
That's a good run, especially for a celebrity.
Yeah. Moving on to Mark Dotson. He starred in Gremlins, and he starred in Star Wars. He was one of those little situations next to Jabba the Hutt. The little creature, what is this, Salacious Crumb?
Yeah. I put respect on his name, especially for Gremlins, yeah.
He did the Gremlins voices.
Oh, no shit.
We know he didn't do Old Boy voice, but he probably did like the other one. Scar, whatever the damn other Spike. Gremlins is, Spike and the rest of the other one. Shout out to you, man. You had a great, like he had a nice IMDb because I checked it out.
Oh.
Shout out to you, man. Moving on to legend Virgil, the legend Vigil, dead of Virgil.
Yeah,
I have no idea. This whole article had me confused. So his name was Virgil in the WWF, right?
Correct.
WWE.
Yeah, WWE now. Yeah, he was the Million Dollar Man's bodyguard until, you know, the Million Dollar Man started treating him like shit. So then he rode us up and beat the Million Dollar Man, got the Million Dollar Belt. Was in the NWO for a time.
Yeah, that's what he's most famous for. But man, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Trying to be in a celebrity sometime, man, that shit don't mean nothing, man. I think they had to do a GoFundMe to bury him. Cause I think he had like some cancer or something like that. I don't forget what it was. He had a stroke or something. He had two strokes.
They had to do a GoFundMe, huh? I didn't think he was too bad off, actually.
I remember seeing that, but anytime I see black celebrity pass away, it's a GoFundMe somewhere now. Maybe my lines and my life is starting to blur together. I'll check it out later. Moving on down to Ole Anderson. Dead at 81. He was a member of the Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
Owen Anderson.
Yeah, it was like an old wrestling stable back in the day. Ole Anderson, man, he was a big part of the territory wrestling days. very influential.
I looked at that white man picture 10 times. I said, God damn, just can't figure it out.
Arn Anderson? You may have heard of him.
Yeah, I heard of Arn Anderson. I mean, what he look like?
A little like Ollie Anderson. Yeah.
Ollie Anderson. Okay. Hey man, I love people send me Facebook request with a pretty girl one photo. Started my page yesterday. You won't get me Chinese China. Why do people still sign up on Facebook to set girls who got sexy photos? If you started your Facebook 6 weeks ago, we're not going to be friends. Moving on down to Law and Order, actress Linda Gavitt has died. She was 76 years old. I've never seen Law and Order. I tell everybody who look at Law and Order, one day you are looking at that to find a way to prevent a crime.
Yeah. I like Law and Order fine.
Hey. It gives you the detail specs you need to beat a case and how not to get caught. It's insanity.
It is ripped from the headlines.
I have no idea why we even show shit like that on TV, but we still keep going to jail.
We sure
first
do.
41, what's 48. The first 48, all black people look at it all day long and they go to jail, man. I'm gonna be on TV. Yeah, nigga, you going to jail for the rest of your life. Moving on down to Maureen Macy. Oh no. Sorry about that. That's all the people that passed away. RIP to all y'all people. Let's get on up to the pre-upper room. Macy's, we'll see you. GEK Factory out on the dough. Outback Steakhouse, Carrabba Grill. And Bonefish Grill to close a bunch of stores. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, man, it ain't the employee. It ain't the manager. It's the guy. It's the stockholders, man. Y'all bleeding it dry. Y'all bleeding the well dry. Make the food cheaper.
Well, apparently between like younger millennials and fucking Gen Z, they ain't fucking going to a goddamn Applebee's, you know?
A Cheesecake Factory, even though they're at the worst place in the world to go in there. I waited 2 hours for my food and I got my drink an hour before.
Huh.
It's insanity. I never go there again.
I think I've only been to the Cheesecake Factory once.
Man, I used to go to goddamn Cheesecake Factory with a suit on. You go in there, but you know, you kind of look a little proper, but you got proper food. Now you be getting shit like, bruh, what is this? Gonna go to the Cheesecake Factory and get their famous hamburger. You like the hamburger? I used to eat that hamburger for 4 days. I can finish it in one setting. Sorry, man. Nah, you good. It's the truth. And they go in there and get it. I remember Cheesecake used to call like, what? I don't know. It was high back then. It was like, what, $8? Or more, depending. A slice of cheesecake, nigga. You know how much cheesecake I can get for that in Publix?
A group.
Sometimes it'd be $14.99. You want that triple decker special. Hey, but damn, I mean, like, now I will say one thing about Cheesecake Factory. Even though y'all niggas on chopping block, y'all niggas have extraordinary cheesecake. Then the list got real small. Brand name that, remember you go up front, you just go in that motherfucker, buy some cheesecake, walk up out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so give me that red velvet cheesecake. I'd be sick for 2 weeks, but it was all worth it. Terrible soup cheesecake. Why don't I, nigga? Hurry up and cut me some of that so I can eat a slice of it and be done with it. Not even a slice, nigga. It's like a quarter of tiramisu. I don't want no more. Hey,
Brandon. Yeah.
When Jermaine eat tiramisu cheesecake and I eat 4 slices of that red velvet cheesecake. Oh man, when our colons explode, well, we made it to the heavenly gates. Oh man, I want you to send us up to heaven. It works both ways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know.
But do you really want that colon to back up on you? No, not really. I know one thing. I ain't spending no. How much that football player spent that TK fat?
Yeah, how are they going out of business when that motherfucker was propping them up by spending $800,000 or something ridiculous?
You know, that's just for that one chain. They've been going downhill since they've been eating flip flops. Now, like Jamar said. And then going there with some shorts and a motherfucking cutoff shirt, nigga. I want to sit up front. You going there with the mullet now. I'm going to be as you want. As many as I want to drink. Hey, man, guys, trying to survive.
Vince Young. How Vince Young wiped out over $25 million thanks to his love for the Cheesecake Factory and other spending habits.
I mean, damn, nigga. You know, whatever, we already had a conversation about this, yeah. Nigga. You fucked up, Jack. Yeah. What would you like today, Vince? All the cheesecakes.
How many cheesecakes can you eat, bro?
Not till you get sick and hit that upper room. Let's get on down to good old American News. Woo, boy, ain't got much to say, but we're going to shout out to Diddy. I hate to say this, Hillbilly has ruined Black History Month with his shenanigans. He is a burning ship now, bro. People are abandoning the Diddy ship. You thought that shit, I'm telling you, he's starting to fall like Harvey Weinstein. Motherfuckers started to not fuck with him. But Diddy has sued for sexual assault by a former male employee. Like, how is he able to run around so crazy like this? Money. Well, maybe he may get you killed, because they do claim Diddy be out there snuffing people. For what? If we didn't care what type of sexual activity he did, a lot of people would probably be alive.
Yeah, possibly, maybe, allegedly. Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about if people didn't be, I'm a freak. Nigga, I like to have sex with everybody. Cheerio. If we didn't care about what you had sex with.
Within reason.
Well, yeah, nigga,
between two consenting adults,
with me, they all got to be of age, of a proper age, 21 and older. You niggas, you 40 years old having sex with 50, it's insanity. Not the statutory rape age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I want you to be a more civilized, hell, they do that too.
Well, I just got to specify with my people that we don't mean fucking dogs or a fucking kangaroo. Or none of that shit.
But y'all do it anyway. So you just put it down the list of shenanigans.
Yeah, Diddy could have just been himself. Yeah.
He wouldn't have made it that big out there with them fishnet, with the nipples out, putting his finger in nigga mouth and shit. Yeah, I'm broke. I ain't got no record deal by Diddy, so anyway, it ain't even worth you to fuck with me.
I seen some weird shit, boy, but I want to tell you something like this, man. It is what it is. Whatever you like. Hopefully it ain't nothing illegal, because I hope you go to hell. But, you know, we know that never happens. The motherfucker live forever, then go to hell. Hey, man, whatever did it like, man, what did it like? Mind your business.
Don't mind your business. That nigga out there enticing you.
Yeah, that's true, too, man. That's insane.
But I'm telling you, man, I think Tiger King set in motion the failure of everybody. Shit, nigga. Get them. They tried to get Shaq. And they were just trying to government like, we're going to get them all down.
True.
Did it start with Titan King? Or I'm just kind of putting too much effort on him.
I don't know. Maybe.
But when did Harvey Weinstein went before Harvey? He went before Titan King after?
He went before, I'm pretty sure.
I think Harvey Weinstein fucking it up. But when he went down, they were like, boy, we got him. We can get anyone, the longer we break some people some money off and they start telling the truth.
Between Harvey Weinstein and fucking Bill Cosby, yeah.
And they just keep popping them. But they popping them every day, even old boy from the news.
Bill Cosby really kicked it off. He's the motherfucker who kicked it off.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I don't like that nigga anyway. Kudos to him for kicking out the charges.
When they did it with Bill Cosby, it didn't hurt no white man. When Harvey Weinstein got out, everybody started suiting their jacket up. And when that Jeffrey Epstein shit went out, every nigga around there with tight butt cheeks. I ain't never hang out with him. You think you got pictures of a ball? Yeah, nigga. What we gonna do?
fix it. It's insane, man. Moving on down. Oh, man. I'm sick of y'all white folks. I'm sick of all corporate America who be trying to take all the monies from us. This is from BuzzFeed. Kellogg's CEO is being slammed after he suggests that people struggling with rising food costs should eat more cereal for dinner.
I mean, he ain't wrong.
Have you seen how much a box of Kellogg's almost costs between $6 to $8?
I mean, yeah, but if it's you, I mean, I don't know if it's going to feed no family of four or nothing, but it's like, if it's
you. He said for all family. Nigga, you, when the last time you had a box of Kellogg's?
Yeah. Hell, I eat cereal.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about the CEO.
Oh.
You ain't got to never worry about missing a meal. And you, but hell, that's what they throwing that shit down.
Poached eggs and shit, you know, ostrich eggs.
Eating a goddamn lion steak.
Yeah.
Don't give a damn about no poor people. Yeah, y'all keep eating that cereal. I'm telling you, man, the greatest way to sell your company is to eat the product.
That's true. Warren Buffett drinks like 900 Cokes a day because he's got stock in it.
Nah, he drank that Coke. That shit don't crystallize his body. That's the only way he's still walking around. But hey, man, ain't nobody eating no goddamn most cereal. Like a dude say, you pay $6 for cereal. You pay what? $4 for some milk. $22 for FOMO bowl. Then you gotta have spoons. And then you talking about buying milk 3-4 times a week.
Well, I mean, you gotta have milk for the rest of the food, so.
He wants you to eat cereal every night like you in NAM or something, man. Tighten up, man. I'm sick of rich folks in Asian Nanica. Y'all just be saying shit. And people cutting back on junk food. Everybody hurting now. Yeah, them Twinkies done. Give me them Kroger brand or any other off brand Twinkies. I know they taste like shit, but it's all I can afford.
Bring back Uncle Donald.
Get
them stimmies.
Let's get something going. Bad economy be rushing. I can make a little money. BDP again, but you know, moving on. Let's get on down to TMZ. Hey, man, shout out to Kanye West.
I mean,
I don't know what type of hypnotizing he got on these white women, but Pope Bianca, I don't care. What her name? Bianca Censoro.
Yeah.
Bro, she had a dress where you can see her coochie and her breast. And he's sitting there. And Kanye West just looking like, say something.
Yeah,
you imagine if that was your daughter and you looking on TV and everybody looking at her goodies? Then the next door neighbor, what's going on, Bob? How's Kate? I mean, how's Bianca? Got to break your jaw now.
Yeah, Kanye's definitely on something.
He ain't on shit. She on something. White folk lose their mind when nigga throw money in their face. You went from being an architect to a stripper. That nigga turned you into a stripper.
Hey, yeah, I don't know. He must got game.
Yeah. I hate to say it, she was looking like Pete Davis in that photo. Moving on down to my boy Donald Trump. Boy, shout out to old Donald. Well, he is in the running man game now. He only got a few more laps to go before he can actually get in there. But court denies Trump bid to freeze his $464 million judgment. After the lawyer say he'll have to sell property to pay.
Well, better start selling it, motherfucker. I thought you was worth billions. You know? I mean, I guess having to cough up half a billy all at one time, you know. That is rough. They got him. He may not go to fucking jail, but he might sell that tower.
He just buy back. We become president. It's government land now.
Yeah.
No.
I'm into eminent domain.
Yeah. If that motherfucker wins the presidency, watch him go crazy, pardon himself, get all that money back, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. I'm here for it. As you know why. I still believe this nigga made his promise. He drained the swamp.
God damn, boy. Even Swamp Thing, like, how y'all nigga keep getting in here? Am I not right, bro? Look at him, nigga.
That motherfucker ain't drained shit.
The hell if he did, boy. Hey, bro. Hey, look, pay attention, Brandon. Look at the Republicans, bro. They looking like Sloppy Joe, bro. Them nigga looking like Sloppy Joe. The Democrats looking like... What's the worst dish than Sloppy Joe look at a school?
They're looking like fucking elderly abusers. I can't believe they're running Joe Biden again. Look at that motherfucker, man. Like,
I like it, man.
Somebody posted a meme that said he looked like a confused Roomba, and I cannot get that out of my mind because he does. Watch him walk and shit. That motherfucker like just goes one, you know, takes four steps this way, six steps that way. He don't know where he's at.
And I know that nigga been sitting there in the presidency office. I don't know how Brandon, why we ain't in politics? Man, I wish somebody would have got us into politics. I know how to lie.
Fucking
run. And I'll lay the smack down.
Hell, run. I'll vote for you.
Yeah, I did vote for these nuts last time. I might need to put my ballot put my name on the ballot.
Hey, man, Trump, he just needs a little time, man. He gonna get in that time machine, and we gonna forget all about that shit.
Where is D's nuts in these trying times? We need that guy. I wish he'd run again.
Yes, please, put D's nuts, a Harambe. They can put a goddamn animal on there.
Y'all better pay attention, boy. Hey, look,
y'all white folks will vote for anybody. Be a goddamn gorilla as president in 2046.
I mean, yeah, I identify as a cat gorilla, nigga. What is that?
I mean, it'd be better than those two mooks. I'd rather have a gorilla in the fucking office.
He mean business. Look at him.
Right. Yeah. He's tough on crime. Fucking.
He don't need no Secret Service because he's a gorilla.
Correct.
You think about it. You, hey, bro, how bad would that be? If the gorilla was in charge, hey, look, put him in a gorilla cage. Every nigga that do some crime, put him in a gorilla cage. Take leave all the heavy stones in there for that nigga he can't pick up.
He'd be over there ripping Kim Jong-un's arms off and shit.
Oh, man. Gotta love it, man. Moving on down. We won't forget this, though. Shout out to Nikki Haley. Well, she actually won. She won her primary.
Did she?
I love when they say, you know, District of Columbia.
So small, bro.
She finally won one, huh?
You lost your home state in the primary. She talking about she's still in for the good fight. I'm going to tell you something, man. That lady jugging y'all out all y'all money. There's no way in hell she going to get any farther.
Well, motherfucker, I mean... She's crazy as a shit house rat too, but God bless her. At least she's damn making a run at it, you know.
Bro, she losing money. They say she burning money so fast they don't know how she gonna stay in the race. But then again, they did say Russia can only afford a war for 6 months. 2 years later,
right here we are. I mean,
she gonna steal them folk money because when she drop out the race, she's already on fudge the taxes. I don't got about $50 million on these mooks.
I'm with my big brother, bro. Hey, look. Don't let this nigga bankrupt you. Man, it's like, hey, look.
Don't let him put that fucking Mike Lindell on you.
Goddamn, boy. He gonna scuff your ass.
Bleed you dry.
Well, what? I'm telling you, that nigga looking at a picture of Donald Trump side by side with him like this. So I'm with this nigga, but I fucked up. I'm with this nigga, but my money getting low.
He's still fighting a good fight. First off, all the black people listen to the show. Brandon, what is a mook?
Brandon has just walked away to get a refreshing beverage. A mook is somebody that's a mook, because I don't know.
He'll be there on the wheel. Welcome. Great to have you back, Brandon. For all the black people listen to this episode, we want to know what a mook is. Jermaine said a mook is a mook.
What are you looking at me to explain what a mook is?
I don't know. Can we call the episode mook?
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
All right, episode of day of Mook. I'm just gonna use Mook at all type of random time. Let's get on down to Washington. Mitch McConnell will step down in the Senate Republican leader in November after a record run in his job. Do you realize he has been in before I was born in 1982? Now, he arrived 1985. And he leaving in November. 1985 is saying this thing right here. But he's leaving in 82 weeks. Now, he will turn 82. He turned 82 last week. I'm all dyslexic, too. On the sauce, baby. But Mitch McConnell turned 82, and now it's time for him to step down. I said, bro, he been stepped down. His mind been gone for a long time.
As I always repeat the same thing, this how we know life is fucked up. I don't know now, nigga, in my life, can work a job to a regular job to 82, but a motherfucking politician can.
And he's still up here slapping the gavel.
Yeah,
Mitch.
Like, nigga, what?
Hey, Brandon. Yeah. What Mitch see? When you call Mitch McConnell name, what do he hear?
Room service. Y'all need y'all niggas bring me some chicken wings, two hoes, a red bone and a white girl.
Mitch McConnell is real. Oh, man, if you don't know what that is, go back and look that up. Roe was the old boy, homeboy who don't like no black girl. He'll throw out the window. He'll kill her. Y'all wife will be saying some random shit on the phone, and ain't no LPI busting that one time. The world we live in. Goddamn bunch of mooks. Let's get on down to Reuters.com. U.S. airman dies after setting himself on fire. Now, I just want to... Can we get serious for a minute? People are hailing him as a hero. He set himself on fire in front of what? Was it a Palestinian?
It looked like the, I don't know. He's on the American embassy.
It was an Israeli embassy.
Yeah.
In Washington.
Yeah. Man, look, let me tell you something. There ain't nothing ever been changed by a person setting themselves on fire.
He had a strong constitution, though, boy. That boy was screaming, and he let one goddamn for Palestine or whatever he said, but before he killed over, they talking about getting the fire extinguisher. And I'm laughing because, bro, we'll forget about him in 2 weeks.
Bro, I'm going to tell you something.
We won't even remember what he did. People out there protesting in his name. Y'all have to stop with the shenanigans, Jermaine.
Hey, boy. All I know, boy, I'm telling you, God was trying to warn you, nigga. You didn't light that lighter like 20 times, nigga. He was trying to tell you, make a wise decision, nigga. Stop.
Yeah, I forgot to say that. God was trying to bless him because he could not. When he was doing it, it took forever. And I was like, man, look at God trying to bless you. And we ain't even, he ain't take the blessing.
No, he took the other route, nigga.
Yeah, you might be a trivia question. Might.
That's insane, but you know what, man? Y'all young nigga need to get it together. You could have did something. Didn't he have a security ranking or some shit somewhere? Like some IT something?
Yeah, I seen him burn himself for a full time. Oh, I looked at that video full time. Free Palestine. And I'm like, wow, man. I passed off from looking at him burn for the first 1 minute.
Dude. You right. I mean, he was steadfast in his convictions. I'll give him that because I ain't got it in me, homie. That is one of my biggest fears is fucking burning alive.
All I could think about was volcano. That's the only thing that crossed my mind. I was like, that boy. I was like, dude, nigga, I know them, but do you know that they got to bury you with that shit on, nigga?
And don't live, and you got to go to the VA. You know you don't fucked up. They ain't going to take good care of you with 98% of your body burned up. Your life is going to be in agony, and not one person from the Palestine, I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong, gonna send you a letter and say thank you for burning yourself alive.
Not only that,
that shit on, huh?
Not only that, Hamas came out and they were like, we don't, you know, fuck that guy. Paraphrasing, but you know,
they said it angered Hamas. There's not, bro. Hamas is not like, ooh, soldier set himself on fire. We haven't. They don't care about that. They out there chopping our people's heads, up blowing up factories, and we don't know who right. You just go with the winning team, but we don't know shit. We just know we get told on the news.
You nigga better pay attention now. Now, if you gonna do something like this to justify whatever you got going on, my nigga, don't survive. Cause trust me, Jamar right about that VA nigga. They throw you in the brig, nigga. You don't get no levels in the brig. You don't get none of that bullshit. You thought none of that, nigga. They gonna keep you alive in the brig just so you can finish your time out there. Nigga, you just went against the U.S. Army, nigga. So brig time.
I love it because I say I know white people slipping. He tired of the white colonizers. I said, God damn. Y'all even turning on y'allself faster than I thought.
I mean, Black Panther did make that word. God damn, but I don't know. Brought some power to it. The white folk felt scared.
when do white people start calling each other colonizers?
Hell if I know. Right after they saw Black Panther, you're right. Because I ain't never heard that shit.
You know, he was in the Air Force and all that, but my mama said, he ain't helping nobody. You dead now. They just gonna keep moving. The war be going on. All them people who were protesting and got killed, talking about they stand with Ukraine. Ukraine still fighting.
You know when white people start using the word colonizer. January 6th.
That's a possibility.
And you know, look at all the white folks storming the Capitol. I had my white friends in rage. I like it. I ain't never seen white folk get mad at white folk this fast. Y'all nigga gotta have like, y'all gotta have like an all day session. A nigga do one wrong thing.
God damn. Ain't let OJ Simpson breathe in damn time in his life. But for some reason, if OJ was a murderer, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. He probably did. He probably didn't. Y'all white folks still love to hang around him. I don't get that shit. Nigga wouldn't be fucking with you. You stab a woman in your house. I'm just telling you straight up. No, we can't fuck with him. He crazy.
Fair. Hey, true statement.
White folks. I mean, he take a picture with more white folks than anybody. Young white people, old white people. I guess everybody still love the juice, huh? Not black folk. We don't really fuck with that nigga too much. But you know, hey.
I don't know if it's people fucking with him or like people fucking with him. You know what I mean? Like, if I saw OJ Simpson in the airport, I might fucking get a picture with him just to be like, look, I got a picture with OJ. He didn't get stabbed. What do you think about that? You know?
No, but he be taking white girls home. I'm like, who are y'all parents?
And they want the juice. I want to know what made the glove not fit.
Arthritis. I don't
know, man. You see what I did there? It wasn't authorized.
I got it. It's going to sink in and Brandon going to be like, ha ha. Moving on. I had somebody say something crazy. Why you always defending other people in the war? I said, man, let me tell you something, Jack. Hey, listen to the podcast. I ain't going to say their name. But he pointed out every time. You be sound like old goddamn Cummings. That's a joke he cracked. But the fun, I said, bro, you got to realize one thing. All people, I don't care what you think about war, if you love it or if you like it or that shit makes you sad. Just think, it's a motherfucker who eating Cheerio right now who don't know they finna get selected into the army tomorrow to go to war. I don't want to kill anybody. Shit, who you stand for? You stand on your two legs or you stand in the ground? You know, you're dead in the ground. Think about all the motherfucker from Russia. I don't want to fight Ukraine. I got a Ukraine friend. Shit, nigga, suit up. But those people from Ukraine who was in school, you know, they looking at Squid Game or doing something. Y'all going to war tomorrow. For what? What they do? Yep. It's always a victim on both sides. Motherfucker just be trying to go with the victor. Shit. Hey, man, it's bad on both sides. You know who don't die? Everybody who William Church, was it Winston Churchill? All them niggas who at the top level, they go to bed and die old age, and they send a lot of bodies to the grave, all for the win. Shit's insane. Yeah. Putin ain't gonna never go down. Biden ain't going to war. That Yahoo, any of the motherfuckers is not finna die for their country. Billions of other people will.
True statement.
Well, to the old day when the when your goddamn Kane went out there in the front line and got smoked.
Well, you know, that was back in the day where a nigga had to prove what he had. Now niggas just get connection. Back then, you had to kill 12,000 niggas for nobody to fuck with you. Alexander the Great, tear up all these niggas shit from every continent, nigga. That's what I want to do.
And I'm on the front line. That will make you a true killer right there. All y'all back door killers around here sending all them people to their deal. We need you on the front line. Shit. Not on my clock.
In the words of my big brother for a while, a couple of podcasts ago, I want my president to kick ass. I would like to take the 300. I would like to take, what's the name of 300? What's the leader from 300?
Leonidas.
Yeah, I would like Leonidas. Now, some of his policies might not work like the only the strong survive, man. You know, if you got an ailment, my nigga, you can't live. But he got balls. He out there in the front line. He's slapping everybody.
Yeah, he just got brass.
Just some kind of a leader. Yeah.
Nah, I want mine on the front line so he always have a backup if he ain't got a strong will. If you go on the front line and survive, you deserve to be king. If you go out there and die in 10 minutes, you lied to us and we gonna find us a new king. Ain't right. Nothing like being a true king.
Mm. There ain't no kings. Mm.
Not no more. There's plenty of kings. We just too poor to realize who they are.
I ain't no kings in America, nigga. Now you go to other country. Yeah, nigga. The king, the prince, the queen. It's insane, ain't it?
Yeah. It's sort of insane. Moving on down. I read some article about some dude. He said he died, but he killed what's the girl from Europe? The queen.
Diana.
I mean he said he had to kill her. He said he had to kill her because of the government. They told him to do it because she knew too many secrets. And people, he said, people always asked him, why did he do it? He did it for his queen and country. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But I love to come. And this is all. They found out and said this was fake. I'm like, nigga, who would say they actually killed somebody? I can't believe they sending out this fake story. Motherfuckers on their deathbed normally don't lie about nothing. I'm pretty sure if it was a video, that video's already been confiscated, and the person who put this story out is 10 feet dead, 10 feet in the ground.
On my deathbed, I'm going to say I'm D.B. Cooper.
Hey, say whatever you want, but them motherfuckers who be holding trauma, and they be holding all kind of pain, they tell you everything before they die. I've killed children. Nigga, we won the Applebee's together. We had the same matter.
Say it again, nigga. You we shared a chicken wonton plate.
You're an assassin. I can't sleep now knowing that you killed children. I would have turned you in.
That's why you didn't
tell me. I'm a real nigga. I ain't going to turn you. I'm just stop fucking with you on this low key, like real small. Hey, bro, yeah. My wife said I need to quit. Hey, I'm just losing. I'm a man. You hold it down, Bob. We moving, nigga.
Oh, man, white terror. Somebody making Al Jordan for your horses. Y'all niggas need to stop. Man, we gonna move on down or something.
Hold on. Don't bypass this shit. Cause I had the most epiphany ever when I read this article. Brad Jamal, answer a quick question. Who are the only people buying Jordans? Mostly.
Black folks ain't going to put no horses on no Jordans.
Bingo, nigga. So when did white folks the only one own horses?
White folks buying Jordans. Now white folks buy them all the time.
No, nigga. You don't see no 22-year-old nigga own no horse, nigga. You see a 60-year-old nigga own a horse. What he doing buying Jordans for his horses, nigga?
You'll be surprised. I did not know this. All black people who listen to this show, I have met people living in squalor, and they'll tell me they have four horses, and they're in the stable, and they pay $800 a month. You living in trash, in filth. How in the fuck do white people have enough money to pay for horses? And I wanted to ask Brandon. Me and Jermaine said it. Brandon, this is how you. This is how black people listen to the show. Brandon.
Yeah.
How many white people do you know have had horses in their lifetime?
A couple.
Besides your auntie with all the animals, nigga, that had a zoo. We bought a zoo.
Yeah. Hell, my mom had horses growing up.
White folk only have horses. Like, poor black people in the innards. Nigga, you got a horse? How you, what you feed a horse? Shit, I don't know, nigga. Hay bale. Where you get the hay from? I don't know. Mm. Black folk learned about horses on TV if you were poor in the inner city.
That's right, nigga. Black folk had to go tame a wild horse. White folk getting motherfucking trained and shit. We used to have some horses by, it used to be a little way from apartment when we were younger. We used to go out there and see the nigga riding the horse. We were like, we're going to get on that motherfucker. And I was thinking, like, one day, it could have been a couple of weeks after that. I was like, there, shit, this Superman get paralyzed? I ain't fucking with no
whore. Yeah, you're a kid, you don't really see the responsibility or the possibility of death if a horse kick you and now your head look like a horseshoe.
Yeah. That skull gonna be shaped like that forever, nigga. That shit don't never get right.
What university you went to?
Utah.
Oh, man.
I can't think of you school that fast. My bad.
Oh, man, moving on to goddamn Willie Nelson Terror. I love Willie Nelson. What, he 406 now?
Get close.
Man, that nigga been looking old since that nigga been looking the same age forever. I don't care what nobody say.
Now, you got to see that picture. He still look like Joe Biden. Willie Nelson on his black belt in martial arts. I don't know if he was staring at another cameraman, but he looking at his sensei like, who is this man? What the hell am I here smiling for? Black belt and what?
Jiu-jitsu, I think.
He might do it, though, man. Willie Nelson still, I guess he still got a strong constitution somewhere. But in that photo, he looked like he was all of lost.
Yeah. No, it did look like he was looking behind the guy, and, you know, somebody probably, you know, hollered at him.
Hey, Willie, we taking photos. Where? Well, all them goddamn flashing light blinding me.
Or I hate to say it, but y'all got to tell Willie to cut these toenails, boy. Nah. I'm going to see y'all niggas in picture. Y'all got to tell. God damn, Willie, boy. Hey, you can't come here with no weapons, nigga. Put your shoe back on. And you said jiu-jitsu. It's a throwing thing. So he ain't got to use his feet.
I know what jiu-jitsu is.
Now look at that nigga toting that. He can't come in there tan up these four mats.
They say your link not found. I'm just saying sorry about that, but man, Willie Nelson. And this story from Whiskey Real. Shout out to Whiskey Real, man. We need some more animal story. People getting gored to death in Yosemite National Park and Yellowstone. Oh, man, we gotta talk about some white.
Oh, there you now. There you nigga. Check them out right there, boy. I'm telling you. He got them badger feet.
Willie Nelson's 90. Wow.
Ooh, wait, get that little, get you a little pedicure with that thing sideways now. I couldn't be no karate teacher. Put your goddamn socks on. I can't look at your feet while I'm in here. Getting sick to my stomach at the raggedy motherfucker while you kicking up in the air. I would be the first dojo where you gotta wear a sock dojo.
I mean, I'm with you, my nigga. I would have told Willie, gotta get them toenail cut for you to start the competition.
Well, he's 90 years old. If I had to go to Willie Nelson and round kick him, how long you think he gonna live?
I don't know. He gonna throw your ass on the floor and say, bitch ass nigga, I've been smoking weed and staying young forever.
I mean, he don't look bad for 90.
Yeah, I mean, still looks like Willie Nelson. Yeah.
Oh, you see them toenail be rock.
No, I haven't looked at his toenails yet.
Oh, yeah. I sent the picture. I just sent two pictures.
Disgusting. Willie got to cut them things for you. You got to cut them talons before you come in here. Hey, man, yeah. Let's go down to some white terror.
Gargoyle.
From Game Radar. Oh, man. Hey, man. If you love The Crow, I can guarantee you. I probably can't guarantee you. The next Crow movie probably ain't going to make no money. And it's starring Bill Skarsgård. I like the Skarsgård. You know, they work.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Well, they all do their things, yeah. But we all looking at The Crow, and if you haven't looked at The Crow before, you should look at it. It is a great classic, which I never understood why they killed Bruce Lee and his son, but they left the two white women.
Mysteries of the universe.
Yeah, the mystery. Let them. Never mind.
It just don't make sense. It didn't make sense to me, but I was just like, huh. But she can have, I guess, maybe, I don't know. His son knew the karate. It's karate, man. I mean, his style is his style. If you got a weak constitution for it, he shouldn't share his secrets.
What you talking about?
Bruce Lee. They killed his son because they said he knew his dad and stuff and he wasn't giving up his secret. I ain't never seen a goddamn movie with Brandon Lee kicking ass in it in my life.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. That one might be jumping the shark.
What?
He's the only nigga, bro. Brandon, he was one of the first people to get popped one of them real bullets on set.
Got rusted.
Yeah, he got rusted first.
But back to The Crow. Man, it do look like the Joker from Suicide Squad, and he has a mullet. If you want to ruin The Crow, give a white man a mullet and tattoos all over his face. I ain't going to go see that movie now. I am out of the
bed. I thought that was a joke. I thought that was like a Halloween costume.
Oh, that shit, that legit, and it ain't looking good, Jack. I know you saw it, Brandon, but you don't really give a damn, do you?
I did see it, and I don't know. Like, I'll reserve judgment, I guess. Yeah.
Utterly insane.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.